Visiting with the American Soybean Association at Commodity Classic. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. While at Commodity Classic last week in San Antonio, Texas, I had the chance to visit with a lot of great individuals and leaders within the soybean industry. One of those was Jordan Scott, who is a secretary for the American Soybean Association and South Dakota native from Valley Springs, South Dakota. Jordan, thanks for joining us here today on WNAX.
Of course, happy to be here.
I've had a busy week here at Commodity Classic, so I'm sure a lot of topics have been discussed. So I guess just fill us in. What have you been up to this week?
Yeah, so in my role as secretary, we have a lot of meetings with industry partners, people that sponsor our events, people we work closely with on policy issues. So we just have meetings and get our priorities straight and make sure we're aligned on some things if we ever need some policy help.
Gotcha. So I guess I know there's been a lot of topics discussed here this week, and one of those is finding new markets, finding demand, whether that's domestic or external. So
yeah, of course, anything we can use here domestically is a gain. Crush plants coming online is great, especially in South Dakota with the new Mitchell plant. You know, the biodiesel thing, if we can get that off and running with some good policy here with the RVOs and the RFS and getting 45Z done, I think that'll create a lot of demand for us here in the future. And then, of course, exports are a big part of our market too, especially in South Dakota.
And I was talking with somebody earlier this week about, you know, just those crush plants in South Dakota, how that's been big, and the like non-GMO too. That's a big market in South Dakota and a growing market.
Yeah, any of the specialty crops are great. High oleic is also one that's growing for dairy feed, roast the beans and then feed them to dairy. And we're seeing really good returns on that. So it's a changing market and it's always adapting to demand.
You know, we always know that input costs right now are high and it's been a topic on farmers' minds. So is that something the association is kind of working on advocating for, or I guess any updates on that end?
Yeah, most of our meetings this week with industry was kind of focused around that input costs and overall ag economy right now. There's a lot of farmers hurting and it's tough out there. So that was a big topic of conversation this week, and seeing if there's anything we can do to help those companies adjust or give them ideas to bring those input costs down.
And especially, I'm sure, for yourself as you maybe transition into taking over the farm, and you know, there's a lot of people in that same situation with taking over the farm, you know, just to help those guys out.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know if it's a wise thing to jump into farming right now, but we're going to do it anyway and get a little more invested in it. And yeah, any help we can get on the input side is always welcome.
And as a farmer yourself, I mean, being in these leadership positions over the past several years, I guess, what have you taken away from some of these experiences and just that you've brought back to your own operation, or has made you see something differently?
The connections we make being on these boards with the people in the industry talk to at these meetings is invaluable. It really changes your worldview of what's all out there, the different practices, different ways to farm. You take all that back and look at your operation, and it makes you very flexible in seeing different things we can do on our farm to change or be more profitable or sustainable.
And as you have been here throughout Commodity Classic, any big message that you've tried to spread about South Dakota soybeans and just agriculture in general?
Well, I think there's obviously excitement around ag still, even in this down economy that we're in. You know, we set an attendance record here at Commodity Classic this week, which is encouraging that people are still wanting to get out and learn about farming and maybe about the issues more. So being involved and being aware of the policy issues going on as well, and getting in contact with your legislators and associations that represent you is very important too. So good to see this week.
Anything to wrap up with, or anything to send back home as a message to the farmers listening?
Yeah, if you haven't been to Commodity Classic, check it out. It's a great show. It's a good week. Next year is in New Orleans, so come on down, get some oysters and some beignets and have a good time.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.